they think that it's one and the same thing, or you shouldn't be doing it. Actually, the Quran complains if you don't do tadabbur. Tafsir question, you said.
Yes. Like in your tafsir, you mention the meanings without the context, you know, what it means generally, and then you bring it in, what it means in istilah, in sharia.
Right.
So, you know, some say that it has to be from the classical tafsir. We can't just do a tafsir from our own understanding or just take the meaning from the book. And
where
then
did they get it from? Where did the classical mufassirun get it from?
So they say they get it from the ahadith and...
No, they don't.
So, I mean,
no, they don't.
The question is just, is there a ruling or a rule or...
The people who say you can only say what the classical mufassirun have said. When the classical mufassir, who we consider classical mufassir, when he was writing it, whose permission did he get? Do you understand? Because then that same logic would have worked at that time. Hey, you can't say that. Nobody said it. You'll find, for example, Al-Qurtubi saying things that nobody said before him. Obviously, if somebody already said it before him, there's no reason for him to write anything. Do you understand? When by the time Imam Razi writes his commentary, or Kashaf writes his commentary, or even more contemporary, Ibn Ashur, rahimahullah, or Alusi, rahimahullah, write their commentary. They're saying brilliant things that have not been said before. But if the idea is you can only say what has been said before, then the Sahaba should never speak because the Prophet already spoke. And therefore the Tabi'in should never speak because the Sahaba already spoke. Right? This logic doesn't work. It's not an accurate depiction of what happened in Islamic history. The issue is there are principles. And the principle is not copy someone else. That's not a principle. The principle is you have to say something that is coherent or consistent with the language. You have to say something that's consistent with history. And you have to provide your evidences. Now, somebody could argue your evidence is weak or your evidence is strong. But you can't say, no, your evidence didn't come from that book. That's why it's not a good evidence. That's silly. That's not how tafsir ever worked. And by the way, my work is not tafsir. My work is tadabbur. Actually, and there's a big difference between tafsir and tadabbur. And I do a lot of tafsir work. But tafsir is where I rely on the past. But tadabbur is what's built on top of tafsir. I've given lectures, you can find them on YouTube, the difference between tafsir and tadabbur, which is something most Muslims are not really paying attention to. They think that it's one and the same thing, or you shouldn't be doing it. Actually, the Quran complains if you don't do tadabbur from every human being. Every human being should be doing tadabbur of the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Allah didn't say, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُ الْعُلَمَاءُ الْقُرْآنَ He didn't say, why don't the scholars contemplate the Quran? He said, why don't they contemplate the Quran? Everybody. So we've created this narrative that doesn't have any legs. Of course, we have to base our conclusions on scholarly sources. But to say we can only say what has been said before means the Quran or has nothing more to offer. Is anybody willing to say the Quran has nothing more to offer? Every treasure that could be extracted from the Quran has already been extracted, so it's depleted now. Are we okay with saying that? Then how are we okay with saying only say what was said before? This logic collapses on itself.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.